One of the most vivid images following the invasion of Iraq showed looters carrying off Iraq's ancient heritage from the museum in Baghdad. The fate of Iraq's antiquities generally was a major topic of the American Institute of Archaeology's recent convention. David Darcy reports.
Archaeologists who are monitoring Iraq's heritage told dismal stories this weekend, but said some things were better than they were a year and a half ago when looters ransacked the Baghdad Museum. The most accurate estimates show that 15,000 objects from the institution are still missing. Further looting may be difficult, since the storerooms have now been walled off, even to museum staff. In a slide presentation, Donnie George, the museum's director, said guards are still being shot at in spite of a new 3-meter fence topped with sharpened blades.
As you can see, these are very sharp-edged knives, if I may call them. So it surrounds the whole premises of the museum. Unfortunately, it looks like a fort or a prison. We don't love that, but we have to do it.
Once the building's fixed, the museum will attend to objects damaged in the looting. About 3,000 of those have been returned. With funds from the coalition and the Italian Ministry of Culture, Iraqi restorers are being trained. But Baghdad is so unsafe now, they're being trained in Amman, Jordan. There are plenty of objects to work on there, says Italian restorer Roberto Parapetti.
The trainees have the possibility to make practice on Iraqi archaeological material coming from illicit excavation and confiscated by the Jordanian customs.
Archaeologists inside Iraq say conditions outside of Baghdad are especially dangerous. Regional museums have been sacked, and the Mosul Museum is filled with squatters who are afraid to go out on the streets. Scholars who have visited sites say looting goes on with impunity. Iraq has more than 11,000 designated archaeological sites, and sometimes even military patrols don't stop the pillaging. John Malcolm Russell, a Boston archaeologist, recalls flying over Isin, an ancient city in the south last year, as looters were digging huge craters.
We were in Black Hawk helicopters with machine guns, and the looters were happy to see us. You can see they're all waving. These are the Shia in the south. They love the coalition. They love what these helicopters did. They didn't really think what they were doing was wrong, or they knew it was wrong, but, you know, we didn't care because obviously we hadn't been there, so they waved to us.
Sometimes, Russell says, coalition forces are the problem. At the city of Babylon, troops from the U.S. and Poland built a military base right on top of ruins. It took months of pressure from archaeologists like John Russell to get them to move.
As of about 3 weeks ago, the last coalition forces left Babylon. They would have been there for the next 5 years if we hadn't done anything. So I count that as a major victory, though there's quite a lot of damage that's been done to the site, like here. What's in those sandbags? It's going to be dirt. It's either dirt from the site or it's from some other archaeological site outside Babylon that's been now moved in and will become the coalition, or perhaps they'll just call it the American level at Babylon. Birds tear those bags apart, by the way, in about a matter of 6 months to make their nests, so soon that soil will just be everywhere.
The American Institute of Archaeology is planning courses for troops headed toward Iraq so they'll be aware that bulldozing, digging trenches, or just moving dirt from one place to another could be damaging archaeological heritage. But the greatest threat, says Iraqi National Museum Director Donnie George, is looting, and it will go on until the country's laws can be enforced against thieves who are often better armed than police. It may be hard to punish those thieves now, but his museum won't forget their customers.
Access will not be granted, and I repeat, access will not be granted to scholars and institutions that are known to work with stolen Iraqi antiquities or give expertise to the illicit market in antiquities.
The Iraqi Antiquities Service is now trying to recruit an antiquities police force of armed archaeologists. In the meantime, with the help of the Italian Ministry of Culture, Iraq is also beginning to monitor dangerous sites by satellite. There's no date set for the reopening of the Iraqi National Museum. For NPR News, I'm David Darcy in New York.